Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. What's that? Yes, that Kevin Pollack. Would you like to meet the alchemist? Let's do that now, shall we? Chris Alvarado, how are you, sir?
I'm great.
Feeling good today?
Yeah, man. I love this podcast and I love everybody.
What's your favorite thing someone has said about the podcast so far?
I like that it tends to get people through their sometimes boring jobs. I think it's cool that we can bring a little fun to them in the office when they're plugging away.
Yeah. Yeah, you asked in a previous episode that I just heard, folks, send us some Instagram photos of you in your tedium that you keep referring to while you're listening
us.
That's right.
So let's remind people to do that,
what
please.
What was the hashtag? This is tedium? Or
it might have been. It might
tedium
have been,
this?
There was
something?
A hashtag that he said
yeah,
in the
you
moment.
Said something.
Yeah. Just as long as it isn't this is us, that would be. That's
already, a great one.
Yeah. And we love hearing from you. Write your name here at alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com. And Chris, thank you for that. Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you. James Heaney.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Craig Gankowski.
Thank you. Longtime player, first time listener.
Oh, sweet. Vanessa Ragman.
Absolutely.
Let's do this.
I think one of my favorite things is.
Does someone else have a favorite thing?
No, it was great. It was great.
Being a dick. It's fantastic.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. I know we have to. But have you heard when you're not here? Have you heard what you sound like when you're not here?
What?
Okay, never mind.
You should listen to the shows.
You should
that
listen
you're
to
not
the show
here.
That you're not here. It's some, pretty interesting.
Someone in this room may have you down pretty good. Let's just leave it there.
Okay.
Thanks for checking it out. I haven't listened to it. Yeah. I haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. So this story is a little more lengthy. I read this story yesterday and painstakingly copy and pasted it.
Just like the old days.
Yeah. And so it's going to take a minute to read it, or three, and then we'll just dive in. This is a story, and it's haunting me. Strap in, kids. This one is more lengthy, as I just said, than previous ones, and it begins now. Pauline's parents, Warren and Ruth, had separated when she was five. Warren, a successful businessman, was a heavy drinker who became violent eventually. Ruth just couldn't take it anymore. When Pauline was seven, Ruth took the children on a holiday to Winnipeg, more than 1,000 miles from their home. When they arrived, Ruth told them they were never going back. When Pauline asked her mom why, she only said, "I'm sorry, I can't tell you. When you're older, I will." A similar sudden pickup and move happened only 4 years later. Otherwise, life was somewhat normal for Pauline's family. They'd start again, build a new life in a new town. But below the surface, Pauline was confused, anxious, and falling into depression. She said, "I knew something bad was happening. I didn't know what it was, but there was always a sense of something dire that was unspoken." By the time Pauline was 11, she'd attended 6 different schools in as nearly as many years and had lost touch with her dad. But another man had come into the family's life, a church minister named Stan. Pauline's mother had met Stan at a support group for families of alcoholics. Stan was a counselor there, and Ruth had gone to him when she was struggling with Warren's drinking and preparing to leave him. Both times that Pauline's family had disappeared, Stan's family had moved in lockstep with them. So whatever happened had been going on. They were a part of it. At age 23, Pauline graduated from university and was working on a local newspaper. And when her mother telephoned and said, "Okay, I'm ready to explain all the strange things that have happened throughout your life." When Pauline arrived, Ruth slipped her a note with an empty envelope. The note read, "Don't say anything. Put all your jewelry in the envelope. I'll explain." Her mother took her to a hotel room nearby, where Pauline was surprised to find Stan was waiting there as well. Stan and Ruth told Pauline that for the past 16 years, they had been on the run from the mafia. That Pauline's family had been targeted because her father, Warren, had been involved in organized crime. She was asked to remove her jewelry because it needed to be tested for recording bugs. Pauline said, "A feeling of terror came over me, that this might be something we could never escape." Stan explained that it all started after he had counseled the mafia kingpin who wanted to turn his back on his criminal past. When the mob discovered that the man had broken his code of silence, they assassinated him. And they had come for Stan after thinking he probably knew too much as well. Later, when Ruth, the embittered ex-wife of a mobster herself, had started working as a secretary at Stan's church, she too had become a target. Pauline says, "I was then told that each of us had someone following us, keeping an eye on us from a distance, and that there had been many attempts, either kidnap, poison, or to kill myself and my brother, and that these agents had intervened to keep me and my brother safe many times over the years. Stan also explained that there were shadowy communities, towns in different parts of the country where people who had been targeted by the mafia could go in protective custody. This was known as the Weird World. Stan was already living in one of these communities, but his wife hadn't wanted to go inside, so he was there alone. As unbelievable as all this sounded, Pauline insists, there was all these explanations that made some troubling pieces fall into some kind of pattern, a narrative. Over time, more and more alarming information came from Stan and Ruth about the Weird World, that there were doubles for her and her brother, doubles for the people looking after them. Stan explained he spent several months studying home videos to learn how to behave convincingly, these doubles, using plastic surgery as well. On the day her brother got married, for example, she met her father and her aunt for the first time in many, many years. My mother was so upset at the wedding because her sister was supposed to be a double, she kept saying. Pauline and her mother also received dozens of letters from people on the inside the Weird World. The handwriting always looked authentic. They were convincing. Who on earth would take the time to forge all these letters if they weren't real? Pauline decided that she would go inside with her mother. Stan told Pauline that there was work inside, and she would have plenty to do and people to meet. Many years later, Pauline met Kevin, who would later become her husband. Stan gave Pauline away at her big day. Of course, she couldn't invite her real dad, but Kevin was allowed in on this dreadful secret. Kevin agreed that he too would go inside. Pauline, after many, many years, finally decided she needed to know for sure and set up a sting to make sure this was all factual. She called her mother and said, "Somebody broke into the house. What should I do?" Pauline's mother replied, "I'll ask our friend and call you back." Ruth called back and said she couldn't talk on the phone. Pauline must come to their house immediately. Once Pauline got there, horrified, Ruth and Stan told her that two people had in fact broken into her house. They had photographs. They found photographs of her, and they'd been following her, looking for different things and certain things that would make her life otherwise unlivable. She said she couldn't take it anymore, and she knew in that moment that it was a lie. And she had a severe relationship. She had made the whole thing up. She was so shell-shocked and angry. When Pauline confronted Stan, he told her that there must be some mistake. Report about these two men picking up the photographs and breaking into the house must have been incorrect. But Pauline knew it was too late. I was furious, resentful, and I finally decided that my mother was not in on it, though. Stan had made the whole thing up, but I just couldn't think why he would have done it. Pauline went to see a psychiatrist who told of an actual case, folie à deux, a syndrome in which symptoms of delusional behavior are transmitted from a dominant personality to a less dominant personality. Pauline's relationship with her mother never entirely recovered, though it did improve when Pauline started a family. I had to forgive her. I could never forget, but I had to forgive her. Shortly before she died, she tried to warn me to be careful. I said to her, "I don't need any more to be careful anymore than anyone else out there." Her mother said, "Oh, Polly, if you don't believe this, how you must have hated me." And I said to my mother, "I never hated you. I've been angry, but I love you."
Wow. That's great.
Are you the Kevin from that story?
It's a weird time to tell you, but this is actually a part of my life.
Wow. My first wife.
Weird world.
Yeah. I learned my attention span is shut. And they keep coming back in and be like, "Wait, who?" I think I understand.
Yeah, it's all there.
I feel confident. Let's play.
Let's do it. Wait, so you're going to Toronto? Why? What's the move? What's going on?
We have to go to Toronto.
What? Why?
A business move.
Okay.
Well, it's a business move.
Can I get my stuff and we'll go?
Your mother's taking you on a vacation. Okay?
Okay.
So pack your things.
All right. It's so quick. I don't understand.
You'll call me when you get there?
Yeah, I'll call you when I get there. Yeah.
Good.
But I got the prom dance tonight.
The prom dance can wait.
Hey, buddy boy, it's me. It's Uncle Jim. You know me. Your mom and I, we're going to be taking you on this vacation.
Why isn't my dad?
He's busy, right?
That's right.
Yeah, he's busy. Are we all set?
I'm all set. The car's ready.
Is this the kid that I'm supposed to impersonate?
What?
Oh, okay. Oh, we're moving really quickly.
Okay. I'm going to have to put your clothes on.
Jacob, look at mommy. Uh-huh. Jacob, look at mommy. Yeah. I know you were excited for the prom dance. I know we have a great life here, but we're just changing it up a little, okay? And this young man is going to be another version of you in something we're going to call Wacko World.
Oh, sweet. I get to go to prom? Oh, that's baller.
Wait, why doesn't he just go? Do I go to prom?
No.
Okay. It just go with your mother. Like what did I say? Pack your things. Okay. Go with your mother.
I just don't understand. There's so many people in the
house. It's a vacation.
Right now.
You're going to have fun.
Okay. Jacob, I love you.
I love you.
We haven't been on a vacation since we went to the Cape 2 months ago. Yeah. We need this.
Okay.
Jacob, can I have your phone?
I guess. Just...
I need your cell phone. Okay,
here you go. Why do you need his cell phone?
I'm taking his life. I'm taking all of his calls.
Okay, stop getting so angry with this, okay? I mean,
I'm going
also,
to prom.
Who's also, we didn't know that you'd be interacting with him so closely.
I thought this was going to be seamless. I thought this was after he was leaving.
Right.
This is the opportunity I get to know who
Why are
he
you
is.
So angry at us?
I'm angry that I am not aware that who I'm even
well,
going to prom
Well, you know what? If
now.
I'm
going to
be honest, I'm frankly angry. You don't look like Jacob.
What do you mean I don't look like Jacob? I'm just
look,
a few
look,
years
okay,
old.
Okay, look. I sent the guy out. I sent one of my agents out there to work with you guys. Okay, I'm sorry I wasn't the one you wanted. All right? But I mean, look.
The whole experience was really uncomfortable.
It didn't work.
Maybe
you promised us protection. Okay? You promised us protection. Now, I already feel like my cover's blown. I had to show up and say I'm his uncle.
Uncle Jim? I mean, from the records of what I heard, you weren't that clear about it. Right? You were kind of floundering in the moment, right? You got to be confident about
it. He did better than fake Jacob.
Fake Jacob was blew it right away.
Your fake Jacob didn't match for height, didn't match for skin tone.
We had a deal.
Remind us of the deal.
The deal was that I was going to send you a fake-up, and he was going to get in there. He was going to implement himself seamlessly into where Jacob really was, and then you guys could leave, do whatever, and we're going to have doubles, triples, quadruples all over the city, all over the state.
I didn't know about the quadruples.
I knew about it.
Why do we need quadruples?
That's the package you bought.
You went for the quadruple?
Well, I want us to be...
Okay.
Oh, wait, you didn't buy it. My husband bought it.
Right, I work for him.
Oh God! Look, we're I gonna need send my pills.
We'll send another fake up over. Okay, just here
D
we go.
D. Martino, can I see my office, please?
Yeah, hold on. Was it? Yeah,
I'm getting complaints.
Okay, for what's going on with you?
I'm getting complaints from you in the field and the people you're sending out to be the doubles.
Oh.
Yeah, like you're sending your relatives instead of people who actually look like the people they're supposed to be doubles for.
Well, but sometimes your relatives know you better.
Right. So, look, can I read some of the complaints?
They're gonna hurt, but yeah.
They are going to hurt because we have problems, right? We're supposed to infiltrate people's lives with seamless doubles, right? And you keep sending your family who look nothing like the people.
Yeah.
So who do you need me to double this time? It's an 11-year-old girl?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, so just, you know, when you're out there, just you move around. You do a lot of sitting.
I don't know if people are going to buy this.
But come on. You're good. Okay, look, how long have we been relatives, huh?
Our whole lives.
Yeah, about 40 years? 40 years?
Yeah, about 40. I'm a 50-year-old man.
Right, well, for my life, right? So, just, you're good.
Teresa, give Cindy the ball. Give Cindy the ball.
Here you go.
Hey, thanks for the ball.
What? Cindy, hey. You seem different. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. I'm having a great time.
Cindy, you smushed our ball.
Hey, sorry. I don't know my own strength sometimes, hey.
Cindy?
Okay, kids, come inside.
Yay.
Come inside. Okay, now. All right, so.
Hey, let's have some cake.
Who are you?
We don't eat cake every day.
That's Cindy.
I'm Cindy. Her. Yeah, I hang out here all the time.
You are wearing what Cindy normally wears.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Maybe I'm just
I had a real growth spurt.
Yes, with facial hair. Okay, great. And a tattoo on your arm of a snake. All right.
Okay, so let's get back to this, okay? I want things to be very clear before we head out, okay?
I'm all for it. I just want to be safe. I want to keep Jacob safe.
That's what I want, too.
I
want
to ultimately be reunited with my husband.
And you will. And he's doing us a really big favor by staying in town. Okay, so obviously you and I are not related. I work for...
I understand now.
Okay,
yeah.
Terrific. Your son...
But I'm saying you're my son's uncle.
That's
as
right.
If you were my brother, but you are not.
That's correct. So we are brother and sister. Terrific. Jacob will be with us. Mm-hmm. It's confusing, but it's important because your life is in danger. Your husband's life isn't so much in danger.
I'm not getting any new information yet.
Okay, fair. Okay, I just want to make sure that we had the basics down.
Why is my life in danger if I'm leaving?
Well, don't you see? If your husband's life is in danger, he would be leaving. But his isn't so much in danger as yours and Jacob's life.
Oh.
Yeah. You see, your husband obviously has been in part of some criminal enterprises. Mm-hmm. But the way the people
got two burgers.
Oh, thank you.
No lettuce for you, no tomatoes for you.
Thank you. You did your job.
I added extra fries.
Thank you. She's aww. My sister.
Oh, great.
This is my brother. Can you believe it?
We grew up together.
I actually can. You guys don't look anything alike.
That's how that
that's
works.
What everyone says.
Okay, that was
because
a good
I
test.
Look like my mom.
Uh huh.
And he looks like our dad.
Oh. Our dad.
Okay.
We used to spend Christmas together.
What happened?
We got older.
Yeah, life changes.
Family.
That's crazy. Do you guys have like a shared saying or anything like that? Most siblings do.
They do?
Uh-huh. Oh, we do.
What? You want to say it?
Yep.
All right.
Count us off, waitress.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26,
Let's run.
Teresa, okay. What happened at table service?
I don't know. They just ran off. I can't cover this bill. I can't cover it.
Take a break.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, are we square?
I mean, I froze. I'm freaking out. I don't think I'm
okay.
ready for this.
It's okay. And that was low stakes, okay? That was low stakes. That was good. That was just a rep, okay?
We should poison ourselves.
No.
I should
no.
poison myself. No. I should poison Jacob. That's the only
think
way
about
to do
Jacob.
This.
Think about Jacob. Think
I
about
am
Jacob.
Thinking about Jacob. We should be peacefully dead.
You
peacefully
did.
Dead, not on the lam in wacko world.
Your husband has done terrible things to people who want to take out his crimes on his family.
Exactly. I should eat poison. I should eat rat poison. I have a bunch in the trunk.
I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not only here to be your brother, I'm also here to protect you.
Ice cream. You guys want some ice cream?
Okay, he's undercover. He's one of us.
How you doing?
Oh, is that real ice cream?
Just don't.
No, it's not.
Just talk to him. We're just running you through some real life scenarios.
It is frozen yogurt.
Oh, I'll have some.
Okay. Terrific, very good, very good.
Do you want vanilla chocolate or swirl?
Swirl is both options.
Okay, you can't. You can't hesitate like that. They'll put a bullet through your fucking brain.
Oh my god!
They'll put a bullet through your brain and through Jacob's brain. Yeah, everybody.
Well, I don't understand.
All right, the swirl's not actually working, but I can do a little bit of each.
Oh, that's okay. I don't like the way it looks plopped on top of each other. I'll just have one.
Well, that's how it is.
Oh, I'll take it. Thank you.
Paul,
what do you mean they don't want me to be Jacob? This is the perfect fit for me.
I get it. Look, okay, look. You just can't be Jacob, okay? Look, you're just not taking. You don't look like the guy. It's just
I shaved. I did everything they were supposed to do. I was going to go to prom.
I'm doing casting now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you don't look like the kid.
I look just like a 17-year-old.
You're 27.
He's 27. He's 27, yeah. I'm having a casting call. Maybe there'll be something you write for. Maybe some yucky uncle.
Listen, I've never graduated high school, and this is...
No.
Yeah, this is my opportunity.
I'm so shocked.
By the way, I got everybody's cookies. You had 3 boxes of Samoas.
Yeah, yeah.
You had, like, 5 Thin Mints. So
I love that you got the hookup.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, well, man. I mean, Cindy is selling so... I mean, me.
No, we're taking you off Cindy.
What? Why?
What?
What?
We're the cookies.
We just got the cookies.
We got cookies. Why don't we just be Cindy anymore?
I'm doing casting now. He doesn't look like a Cindy.
But he's got to get the little thing, the sticker, the
his
thing.
His nickname is Meatpaws.
The patch.
He's not getting the badge.
Come on. But
I got to get a badge.
Oh, Jesus, Meatpaws.
I got to get my badge.
Okay, you can finish out Cindy, okay?
Yes.
Just till the end of the month.
Finish out Sunday. Why can't I finish up Jacob until I get a degree?
That's what you were talking about? Like, I get it. You have that. You should just go to get your GED somewhere else, because even if you get it as Jacob, you don't have it.
Marla, this just means a lot to the kid. You know what I mean? Like,
why is everyone turning on me?
We're not turning on you. We're just saying, like, look.
I'm trying to save this business. You know what's going to happen in wacko world if you keep this up?
I mean, everyone's going to die.
Yeah. Everyone's going to die.
By the way, everyone coming to my soccer game this weekend?
You will be there. I'm going to bring the orange slices.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And don't truck people. Like, you're shouldering these kids. It's like, it's...
All right, Jacob.
Good.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi.
What do you think about this hotel, huh? It's pretty cool.
I guess, is that light not working?
It's not working, but but your mom is here, so that's cool. And
I think we should eat poison, Jacob.
Hey, don't look at me, look at me, bud.
We are in over our heads.
Look at me, bud. Look at me.
Jacob.
It's okay.
I can't do this. The ice cream man said he put a bullet in my head.
Okay, okay, no. Stop. All right, okay.
Because I hesitated.
Holy shit.
Okay, Jacob, look at me.
Look at me.
I'm a good person, okay? I'm here to keep you safe, okay? Now, here's the deal. You know I'm not your fucking uncle, right?
I don't know that. I thought you were. Why would I know that you weren't?
Okay.
Well, you're not my uncle.
You just blew your cover.
How old are you?
Blew your own cover. He's 17.
Guys, are you checking into the hotel?
We were, yeah, it was this room. We just walked into this room.
This is
room.
The lobby. This is not supposed to be a room where you can have a gun out.
Oh, I'll put it away then.
Okay, please do.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Can we get some towels?
Towels? Just yeah. out here in the lobby?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I'll go get them.
Terrific. You two are making my job very difficult. This should be a good time, a relaxing time.
A good time? What is happening?
I don't think it is going to be a good time. Rob, it's going to be a bad time from here on out. Your father did some bad things. People want me dead. People want me dead. People want you dead.
They want you
because
dead.
Because you're the first way to get to me. So before they even kill me, they're going to cut you up into little bits and then give them to me to try to make me break. But I don't even know anything.
But good news, guys.
I don't know anything.
Good news. I'm not a great uncle, I know, but...
You're not my uncle.
But you're not. You're...
But your granddad's here.
Anybody needs some ice cream?
Oh my god!
And he'll be taking you to another hotel tomorrow.
Everything going okay?
This is not my granddad. I know my granddad.
Okay, here, kid. Take this gun.
Oh my god!
No, I gotta go. Jacob, put the gun.
It's so heavy.
Jacob, put the gun.
It's a custom grip.
Paul,
do you know that, Jacob?
You got them.
I got this.
All right, bye, guys.
Sir, the towels.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you. Slap you across the face.
Ow!
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
You could have just done it.
I have this gun. I don't want it. I don't want this gun.
Jacob.
Be a man, for God's sake.
I brought you into this world, okay? And I knew from the first moment I made eye contact with you that I could take you out with me, okay? Because what's the point? What's even the point if we're not together, right, buddy? Who's mommy's buddy?
I'm your buddy.
You're my buddy.
I'm your buddy.
Okay.
This lobby's used for everybody, but it would really be, sometimes when you use the lobby, it's making it so nobody else can enjoy it.
We can use the lobby as much as we want to.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Sorry for interrupting.
I just don't know what to do with this gun. I don't
know what to do either.
Take us
away.
Want to go to the zoo with your grandpa?
Sure.
You know, he's not going anywhere alone with you. I'm going to the zoo, too, if he's going.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Wow, I love this corsage. I've been dreaming of prom. Like, I don't even think about a wedding. I just thought about prom.
I want her back. By 10 p.m., all right?
I'll bring her back, sir, for
you
sure.
You know Jacob.
I know Jacob, but I want you back by 10. It's prom. I know what's going on in that boy's mind.
Oh, Dad. Okay. Jacob, wow, you look great.
Thank you. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Come on, get into the car.
Okay. No, I don't want any drinking going on when you're out there, okay?
Dad, you're drunk.
George, leave him alone!
No drinking, you do, okay? No drinking, okay?
Okay, I know. Dad, I just want to go dance.
All right?
You know Jacob.
Well, you know, let me see if Jacob can dance. Jacob, come here. Dance with me for a bit. I want to make sure.
Of course he can dance.
That the guy taking my daughter out can dance.
All right. Can you put some music on?
Is Jacob here?
Jacob's here.
Oh, I've always loved Jacob. Can I look at your teeth? I've always loved Jacob's teeth.
Oh, my teeth are sore today. I don't want to show them off.
Hey, can I get some pictures with my big sister before she heads off to the prom?
Yes, of course. Get over. Just take that photo.
Hey, I'm Cindy. I'm her little sister.
Oh, Cindy?
You know Cindy.
Of course I know Cindy.
Jacob would know Cindy, but these don't look like Jacob's teeth. Call me the crazy grandmother.
Grandma, you're crazy.
Oh, go ahead.
You're crazy.
But I know teeth.
Mom, go back inside.
This isn't Jacob's bite.
Mom, go back inside.
Sorry, her mind is going.
Cindy, are you going to have fun tonight with Grandma?
I'm going to have so much fun. Yeah, we're going to watch The Voice and play Candyland.
Okay. All right, Jacob, you ready?
Let's go.
Hold on, Jacob.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't want any kissing going on, but if you're going to kiss, you kiss me first. I want to make sure you're a
kisser.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know that I was going to kiss tonight.
No, you're not allowed to.
What?
You're not allowed to, but you
can. Oh, maybe I will kiss. Okay, let's just do a quick little...
That's pretty good.
Okay,
no
let's go.
No tongue. You hear that?
How about
a kiss for a little Cindy over here?
Kiss my little daughter.
You're doing great, cuz.
Why are you feeding me into this kiss?
You're doing great.
All right, just one little kiss.
Mm. Oh, where did Cindy learn to kiss like that?
That is too cute.
That was gross. A sensual kiss.
Girl Scouts, gross. I got a badge in it.
Oh, Cindy.
Those are such big hands for a little girl.
Yes. Yeah,
looks
so,
like a bear paw.
I think it's the carburetor, maybe.
You know, okay, I'd be happy to look at it for you. No problem.
I'm undercover.
Say again?
I'm undercover.
Okay.
What?
Just keep pretending like you're looking at my car.
Yep, yep. Oh, look, it is a carburetor.
Great.
What do you need me to do?
You just keep talking about car stuff. I'm going to fill you in some,
yeah,
some information.
Might want to take a look at that fan belt as well.
Your wife and kid are not doing well.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay, yeah. The fan belt I can probably replace. I think a lot of parts here.
Your wife wants to do a double suicide with your child. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, well, let me check the plugs while I'm under.
It's important that you get rid of Jacob. His cover has been compromised. We need you to kill Jacob.
How soon?
Well, I need this done by at least this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, this afternoon's
not
a problem.
Hey, everybody. Linda, floor manager here. How's your interaction going?
Interaction?
Yeah,
he's brought in his car. It needs work, and I'm gonna have the boys.
What's the diagnosis, Doc?
I would say just clean the carburetor, replace the fan
belt. Carburetor looks fine to me.
Yeah, it does look fine, but that's what it's under warranty.
We don't want to misdiagnose anyone's car.
She's right. We don't. And, okay.
Get a bad Yelp review.
Let me
for
take
that.
Another look at it.
Sure. Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This gentleman here, he worked on my carburetor earlier.
Oh, yes?
He just ruined the engine. I don't know what the heck he did.
It drove off here fine.
Yeah, it did, and then it stalled out. The engine just fell off the block.
It drove out fine.
Are you going to leave a negative Yelp review?
Oh, you can bet it. You can bet it.
You're fired.
What? Just like that?
Absolutely just like that.
One idiot who doesn't know how to take care
of
a car?
Idiot. No, I'm sorry,
moron?
This
one moron who doesn't know how to take care of a car?
Wow. Moron is not an upgrade from
idiot.
And
I'm under the bus.
Keep your cool.
Okay, please, boss.
What?
I need this job bad.
You have a gun, sir.
What's it? Well,
oh,
I'm
God!
I'm a cop. Where are you going?
Boom!
Get over here.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Pop the trunk.
I'm not gonna pop the trunk.
Pop the trunk. Help me out. Help me out.
Here you go.
Okay. Okay. What is that?
It's a weed whacker.
ma'am, I'm a police officer.
Why did you kill the woman that
you don't need to know that. I don't need to answer that.
Well, a police officer wouldn't do that.
Look
or
at my badge.
Would they? I've been reading a lot of BuzzFeed articles. Oh, my God. I see your badge. That's a badge?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, now listen.
Why does it say Wacko World PD?
Because I live in a different time.
No.
Okay, well, I don't know. You asked me a weird question.
Less questions, boss. My family's in danger. And
you're fired. I'm not your boss anymore.
I understand.
I got a dead lady in this trunk and
you
a
know
wacko
what?
World PD.
I quit. Please tell me how I can help.
Okay, we need you to take out Jacob.
I got
to
take out Jacob.
That's right. He's been compromised.
Oh, okay, good. Hear this.
Everybody just find a couple and make your way out to the dance floor and enjoy the final dance.
Wow. I just want you guys to know I'm the fun chaperone, so if anybody grinds on anybody, I won't tell.
Why is your skirt so high?
I'm Dennis's mom. I'll be over by the punch. You guys can do whatever you want. You're in my quadrant. You're safe.
Okay. Jacob, this has been a really, really wonderful night.
I've had more fun than I've had in a long,
there
long time.
There you see sitting there across
wait,
the room.
I don't want to kiss you.
Why?
I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like we've grown apart a lot.
When we were doing the electric slide together and then the chicken dance, I thought we were coming together.
You wanna kiss
more than
the girl.
Stop pushing me.
Your hormones are raging.
Okay.
Take it out on each other. Now watch.
Jacob, I want to say something.
Yeah.
If you were to ever be brutally murdered in front of me, I would never forget it.
Really?
Come give me a kiss.
I'm not going to kiss you. I don't think it's appropriate. I really don't.
It's pretty nuts how they're all the kids just dancing around, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's how it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's nuts. Man. Remember when we were dancing?
Back in our day. You were just standing along the wall and look at the girl.
Yeah.
We had real music, though.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Real the music. Truth.
Not this beep, bop, boop, 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 boop stuff.
I don't understand
it. No, nor do I.
Why they hate lyrics so much?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's all production now, all the producers.
The boys come for chaperones over here, huh? Boys
wow.
Come.
Hey.
Boys come.
You smell
who
like wine.
Who wants Molly?
What?
Who wants Molly?
Which one's Molly?
It's a good one. It's going to make you feel, it just makes you feel happy. Watch the kids. You're going to feel like a kid. But you're going to watch the kids. Who wants what Molly?
Are you asking us to barter on a kid?
I don't know. I'm not asking you to barter on a kid.
Okay.
There you see
these like aspirins?
Sitting there across the room. Take it. It's aspirin.
All right. If you all do it, I'll do it.
But the boys' club was a little afraid to take a little thing from the lioness.
What the hell? I guess so.
I really can't take any drugs while I'm
it's not a drug.
Chaperoning.
It's not a drug, and you're not chaperoning.
Luke, come on, loosen up.
Okay, that's right. I'm a parent here. I'm a parent at this school. I'm chaperoning a dance.
Dennis is a straight-A student. These kids need to let go. These kids need to let loose. When I was in high school, you know what I was doing? You don't want to know.
How many flasks have one do you
of
have?
These. Have one of these. One in the front of everybody. I'm going to share.
Okay, well, if you do it, I'll do it.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Please. Luke folds fast. Good to know.
Jacob, I know there are like lasers and like light showy stuff going on, but there's one red laser that keeps going around your forehead.
Let's move a little bit faster.
No, this is a slow dance.
No, it's sometimes a slow dance.
That's so funny. The laser's right on your forehead.
All right, now let's get all the kids together. Let's make a ball and dance in that ball.
Oh, it's the dance ball. I love a dance ball.
Thank God.
Whee!
Dance ball.
I feel really good, man. I'm telling you right now. I feel really fucking good.
Wait, anybody have eyes on Jacob? Who's got eyes on Jacob?
He's in the ball. He's in the ball.
He's in the dance ball. Whee!
I got eyes on Jacob. Look at those honey buns. Woo!
Dana, is that your name?
No, I'm Dennis's mom.
What is your name?
Oh, it is Dana. Oh, okay. I misunderstood the question.
Wait a second.
What happened to Jacob? Jacob went down.
Jacob's
on the floor.
Jacob, get off of me.
Why is everybody get off me?
What's going on?
Jacob, he's bleeding.
I'm going to get this kid out of here right now. He's stopping.
Jacob!
Okay. Can we just start the PTA meeting by saying what the F happened at prom, huh? We got a kid.
Why are you looking at me?
Because Dana, you're the one in charge of the floor. Okay, you had the.
I had a quadrant.
And your quadrant, there's a kid who got shot.
No, because by the time the kid got shot, there was a dance ball, and the dance ball was overlapping all four.
How many
quadrants.
Times do we have to have a meeting about whether or not there should ever be a dance ball allowed again?
Yeah, I'm not sure why the dance ball even happens in the first place.
Every time there's a dance ball, there's kids dead.
We need to outlaw the dance ball.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree.
All right. All in favor of outlawing dance ball?
I know you guys don't really like hearing my opinion, so maybe I won't say it.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I have a theory as to maybe what happened and what went wrong.
Well, you were there.
It doesn't include a dance ball, believe it or not.
You were there. What happened?
So I have two theories.
One.
Said you had a theory, and I said
there's
two
theories. I'll take the second one.
The second theory is that Jacob wasn't actually Jacob, that he was an older man hired to betray him.
Here we go.
It's not a conspiracy.
What's the first theory? Gang violence.
I believe that.
I think it's gang violence.
I think it's gang violence.
Okay. Well, it's probably gang violence right here in town. That's breaking my heart. Does anyone want one of these?
Pull your skirt down.
I can't. It's a tube top. It goes up and down. Okay, Jesus. I never know which way is it going to go.
Just wear a shirt.
It's a tube top.
Just put a shirt there or something. I don't know.
What's your problem?
My problem? Honestly, what my problem is
Dennis
right now?
Dennis is on the honor roll.
Yeah, that's part of my problem, okay? He's killing in school, but he's not connecting at home. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to reach the kid, all right? Yeah, I struggle with that. You know, perfection is something that we all try to reach for. Go to Harvard and all that. Oh, great. Here we go. Snakes. Great, whatever. Okay, who cares, huh? I got problems at home, but who gives a shit? Oh, let's stop the dance ball. Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Holiday Inn Express. You are the grandfather of this young man?
That's right. I'm his grandfather.
And that's your daughter, I assume?
No, we're not related.
Daughter-in-law.
Terrific. I don't need to. It's not pertinent information.
He is the son of my son.
Who is my ex-partner?
Okay.
We need a room.
You okay, little bell?
We need a room with a deep bathtub.
Okay, sure.
What's the deepest bathtub you have?
Let's check that out here. Now, we don't have those specific specifications. Say that three times. Specific specifications.
No.
Okay.
Why would I?
We have the honeymoon suite that has a heart-shaped tub. It's probably going to be the deepest we've got.
I don't need the honeymoon suite. I'm with my daughter-in-law and my grandson.
It'd be inappropriate.
That's the only way I can accommodate a deep bathtub. Mm. Hey, little man, you look sad.
I'm okay.
Okay. I mean, you're in Florida.
We don't have to do this much longer.
You guys going to Disney World today?
I don't think I'm allowed to go outside in public.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to Disney World.
Oh my gosh, that is so much fun.
We're going on a long vacation. Look at my eyes. We're going to go on a long vacation and everything's going to be fine, okay?
Did you want two queens or one king?
Do you know what it looks like when a man's chest is open?
Two queens, please.
Two queens. Okay, let me see. Two queens here.
And a pull out if you have it.
And a pull out. Okay, I have one here with the couch. Pull out, terrific. And actually, this one does have tub specifications.
Oh.
This is a 9-foot tub.
That'll deep do or it.
Wide? That sounds good, yeah.
Deep or wide?
I don't have that exactly. That's the part I don't know.
It needs to be deep.
Okay, well, you're going to find out soon. Here you go. How many keys would you like?
14.
One key.
One key? Okay. There you are.
I'm in charge of the key.
Terrific. And I'll just need a credit card with a real name on it and an ID.
Why did you say real name?
I'm sorry?
Why did he say real name?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I still have that gun.
I think you're going to have to use it.
Sure. Here's a credit card with my real name.
Great. And just an identification, please.
Okay. What's the name of the credit card?
McCracken?
Yes. Phil McCracken. Here's... here's the ID that matches that credit card.
Hold those lower.
Hold on a second. You guys are the 100th check-in today. You get a free breakfast. Free breakfast. So here you are. Here are your coupons.
It's a Holiday Inn Express. Breakfast is normally free.
Well, Continental is usually free, but you have a free real person's breakfast.
Where do we go to get the real person's breakfast?
Free real person's breakfast. All right.
Where do we go to get that?
It'll be delivered to your room.
Oh.
Which, by the way, you are in room 112. That is where the players dwell.
Why do I have a different room?
Well, you wanted two queens, so I gave you two rooms. Just go.
So you say you want a listening device inside the jewelry. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. And how big is the jewelry itself?
It's very small.
Is it a ring? Is it an earring?
It's a ring with a tiny gem.
Is it a toe ring?
It's a toe ring with a tiny gem.
What is the gem?
I believe it's an onyx.
Onyx. Well, that's helpful for me because it's darker. I'll be able to hide the mic behind it.
Great.
How soon do you need this?
Today.
Today? Okay. Give me about 45 minutes. I should be able to make this happen for you. Just the one toe ring?
Look, I'd like as many listening devices and as many pieces of jewelry as you can do today.
Today, again. Okay. Well, we don't provide the jewelry, so how much jewelry do you have?
Let's see. I've got a charm bracelet.
Charm bracelet? I should be able to put it. Yep.
I got a watch.
Behind the cable car on the charm bracelet, I could put a nice little mic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what else did you have?
I got a watch.
Oh, what kind of watch? Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Was that an Omega?
That's an Omega.
That's a nice one. Huh. My grandfather had an Omega. He was a big James Bond fan.
I don't care about that.
All right. I should be able to put a mic in that watch. Sure.
Great.
And you need all three of these today by 5?
Ideally.
All righty. Let me just get a credit card for a deposit.
Okay. Credit card with my name on it.
That's what I need.
Okay.
Make sure you tell him a real name.
Thank you, honey. I make this mistake all the time. We need a credit card.
Card with my real name.
Your real
name. Great.
Yeah.
Would it help to show you a real person's breakfast card from...
you have a breakfast card?
A real person's.
Are you at the Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah, I'm at the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, okay. Well, we get a lot of business from there.
Great.
They
did refer me to you.
You get a lot of referrals from there.
Yeah.
They're very...
I said I need a surveillance guy in Orlando who can put...
and,
who can put a listening device
you over
in
here.
Jewelry. Yeah.
To Tom's.
No, they're very helpful.
Well, it's appreciated.
Yeah.
Tell them we appreciate it.
We appreciate your business. When you go back over there, will you let them know we appreciate it?
I'll pass it along.
Okay.
All right, listen up, bad guys. Listen up. We're all gangsters. Uh-huh. We're all bad guys, okay?
Hey, fuck you. I'm not going to listen up.
That's right. Good job. Here's the issue with the case we're working on right now, the bad guy case, where mm-hmm. we go, because we're bad guys, we kill people that do bad things to us.
Yeah, I know what we do.
We know it. We're fucking bad guys.
Okay. We know what we do.
Okay.
Also, I don't think we're always bad.
Well, I don't want to get into that philosophical discussion here. All I'm saying
is... Hold on a second. I think that's an important thing to distinguish right
now,
right?
Thank you. Yeah, we're not always bad, because sometimes... We're doing what we really do think is right, you know?
You know what? I disagree with that because I think that everything I do is bad.
That's your story.
Can we let Tommy please explain what the fuck we're all doing here?
All I'm saying is, individually, you've been doing good. You've been pickpocketing.
I don't want that. I don't want that shit. I don't want to be doing good. I want to be doing bad.
All right, that's your own thing.
But that's what I'm saying. That's a universal thing.
I hear you saying.
You two are in love. Okay, now, moving on.
Is that true?
Here's the issue.
Is this the weird world thing again?
Don't say that so casually. Everybody listen up. You're all being duped.
Huh? Well, you're duping me with your love.
No, not you two. You two are madly in love.
Is that true?
Okay.
I don't know. Is that true? You tell me.
I have a feeling, but I
don't know. I don't know what this is, asshole.
I can't trust my instinct. My instinct is the one to do bad.
I can't trust my instincts because I never know what I'm going to do next time I want to kiss that pretty mouth.
All right, listen up.
I'm not really picking people's pockets?
No, I'm saying you're doing a good job with your individual endeavor. Hold on a second.
He's doing a bad job. He's a bad guy.
Terrific.
You're making me fucking vulnerable right now.
Are you vulnerable now?
I'm vulnerable right now.
I'm going to do something bad if you're vulnerable.
You two, watch out.
Should do something about this. Now.
Hey, I have sex already.
Here's what I'm saying.
We've never been at a meal together.
I mean, I'm not going to jump to that immediately. You know what I mean?
Quiz, geniuses. Pop quiz.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is you took out at the dance the other night?
Uh-oh.
Fake Jacob!
You knew it was fake Jacob.
Fake him.
So you guys are on top of it. See, because the cops are trying to confuse us. What I'm trying to say is you're going after people that aren't actually the people you think you're going after.
The doubles. We're going after the
doubles. You're saying it wasn't fake Jacob and we killed real Jacob?
Oh,
Our assignment was to kill fake Jacob.
I'm saying you killed fake Jacob, okay?
Then we did the bad good thing.
But we're trying to get the real Jacob.
But this is sending a message to the real Jacob that we're on.
A better message would be sending a message to the guy who we're trying to punish by killing his family.
You told us to kill fake Jacob. We did. And then we're told that we did the bad thing.
Because I want you to kill you two need to hold hands right now.
Do it. Fuck you. I ain't gonna do that.
All right.
Fuck
look, you. You two hold hands. Everyone else, look at this whiteboard. Okay. Here we go.
You got a nice grip.
This guy did something bad. Okay.
Which one is he?
He's the dad.
Right.
Wait. From how far back? Real dad or fake?
Real dad.
Real dad. He's a bad guy. Yeah.
So we're trying to get him back. So we're gonna do terrible things to his family.
He worked with us, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
But he's also works at a car dealership.
He fixed my car real good.
Oh, he fucked my car up.
He fucked my car up too.
He's not a perfect person. Why do we gotta do it every time?
Nobody's perfect, man. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Nobody's
perfect. I don't know.
You look at him like he's perfect.
Hey, guilty.
This son of a bitch right here is one of the most perfect human beings I've ever seen in my fucking life.
This asshole right here is a piece of artwork.
Fuck you. All I'm saying is, here are our targets. We need to kill fake Jacob 2, fake Jacob 3, but we also need to kill real Jacob.
But this is my point. We're spreading ourselves thin. Why don't we just kill real Jacob?
Okay, do you know where he is, my guy?
Your eyes look like the sea at storm.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You piece of shit.
Fine. New objective. New mission. You kill real mom. You kill real Jacob. Go.
Now?
Yeah. Find him.
Who?
All of you.
All of us.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, fine. You two take a car. Go around the city together.
Hey, I got your keys.
Oh. Hey, come on. Give that back, piece of shit.
I picked your pocket.
You motherfucker. Give me that key, man.
Your fingers are so skinny.
Hey, Cindy.
Yeah, what is it?
I need to talk to you about something personal.
Yeah, sure. I can always lend an ear to my older sis.
I just feel like things have changed since Jacob died, and
yeah, it was a real tough prom.
I look at you and I see like an old soul. I don't know why I'm coming to my little sister for questions. I mean,
I'm 11 years old and a Girl Scout.
But you're more than that somehow.
All right.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm asking. I need guidance, some advice. You're just a little kid. Why did I come to you? Cindy, you get me.
You know, maybe there's another Jacob out there.
Okay.
And I'm not talking metaphorically. I mean, maybe there's another Jacob out there. That Jacob wasn't the real Jacob.
You're winking.
Huh?
I've got a real person breakfast for room 112.
Yeah, that's us.
Open the door.
I'm not allowed to. Can you slide it under the door?
Oh, gosh. It's these scrambled eggs are piled up pretty tall. Just, open the door.
Just
slide it. Are you room 112?
This is room. Just slide it under the door, please.
Oh, I'm trying. It just won't fit. Open it just a crack.
Just put the eggs on the carpet and use open a piece of paper to shove it through, please.
What?
Just put the eggs on the carpet and then use a piece of paper to slide it, please. Is that you or me?
It's coming from inside your room.
That's me.
Why don't you open the door before we go over there?
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Listen, there's going to be someone coming by your room, and he may or may not have an actual breakfast. All right? I just want you to be careful who you open the door to.
Okay, so do not open it or
I'm
open
saying mute. It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Just be real careful.
Who is this?
Ask a lot of questions if someone brings food to your door.
Who
I gotta
is this?
I got to go. Click.
Jacob, the bathtub's almost full.
Okay, Mama, I'll
we
bathe
can go
you
for a nice long swim.
Okay, Mama, I'll come bathe you. Sir?
Yeah.
I have to go clean my mom. I can't eat right now.
It's food's getting cold. Oh, it's burning my fingers.
Wait,
it's
is it cold or hot? Fingers. Is it cold or hot?
It's getting cold, but right now it's hot and burning my fingers. Open the door.
Just slide it under the door, please.
This door won't have anything slide under it.
Okay, I didn't know that. Put it through the crack on the side then?
How about this? I'll leave it here and I'll walk away. It's on the floor. You can open the door when no one's even
well,
here.
Well, if you leave it on the floor, I know that there's some dogs roaming the halls and they will eat it. So if you could just slide it under, that'd be great.
This door goes all the way to the floor. There's no crack. Just open
Is that you or me?
I don't even have a phone.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, hey, listen.
Who is this?
Stop talking to the guy at the door.
How do you know what's happening immediately?
Tell him who you are.
Trust me.
Tell him that you're his dad.
Okay, it's your father.
Papa?
Yeah, it's your papa. Listen, be very careful and don't open the door and
papa,
just...
Papa, why aren't you here?
Jacob, are you wearing my toe ring?
I am.
I can't find it.
I have it, Mama.
Go talk to your mother and get away from the guy
Papa,
at the door.
Papa, please, I love you so much. Please come into Disney World with us.
I'm on my way.
Papa, please come
into
Disney
World. I'll see you at the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love you so much, Papa.
So you're saying I can't get the biscuits and gravy with this real person's card? You promised me a card where I could get access to the full buffet.
Okay.
I need to get back to my room, okay? My grandson might be in trouble. But I want to get these biscuits and gravy first.
He is in trouble.
What?
You've been compromised.
You work for us. Why did you kill yourself? Oh, God. Oh, no.
Is there a problem with your right
story? No, just he was giving me permission to take as many biscuits and gravy as I want.
Where did you get the real biscuit card? The real where did
I
you
have
get
a real biscuit card? There, for Phil McCracken, right there. There you go. I'm headed off to
just
rooms
a second, sir.
I didn't get a real biscuit card.
We've got a man down. Somebody call it 911.
I didn't want to have to do that.
Is there a problem over here, sir?
Dogs everywhere. Stay away from my biscuits. Stay away from my biscuits.
What's going on out there? Something going on in the hallways? What the hell? Holy cow!
Just open the door. Open the door for breakfast.
Just shove the eggs under the door, please.
You put your hands under the door.
See my
the fingers? Water's so deep we could almost drown.
I'll be there in a second, Mima. I gotta get a pizza for Jacob. Open the door. Pizza. Just put it under the door, please.
Candygram for Jacob.
We're all here for you, Jacob. Open the door.
Yeah, we're all here for you, Jacob. Just put all the food in the
door. Got a beautiful girl out here for Jacob.
Are you putting your hand on my waist right now?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, Jacob?
Who's in there with you, Jacob?
Just me and my mom.
Oh, weird.
Oh, I got dogs. Cinnamon rolls.
A lot of food on here for you, Jacob.
Just put it under the door, please.
We don't want any deliveries here.
Yeah, stay away from me, old man. Are you going into this room, old man?
Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm his grandfather.
Okay, go ahead. Go into the room.
And I got the one key.
Okay, just open the door.
If only we had a pickpocket in our midst.
If only. Oh, you mean this one key right here?
That's how we do it. That's how we do
it. That's a booty kiss.
Is that me or you?
We don't have a phone out here.
Is that me? Is that me? Hello? Nope.
Yeah. Hello? That might be me. Nope. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, I think the lines got crossed. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Who are you? Who are you? What do
it's
you want?
It's your papa.
Oh, papa.
Yeah.
Papa.
Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
There's a man outside with a gun that goes pew pew. I want you to get out there and get that gun off
what?
Him.
What? But he has
and
a gun.
I want
gun.
You to go out in the hall, look for the man whose gun says pew pew.
Okay.
All right? Doesn't make a normal gun sound.
I can't wait when to go on the rides
it,
with you.
It goes pew pew.
I can't wait to see the fire.
You mean
camera.
This gun right here?
Oh, that's
the one. That's
you
the
son
one.
Of a bitch, give me my gun back.
You're a beautiful motherfucker.
You're a beautiful motherfucker.
Piece of shit.
Well, stop. Don't flex on me.
Fuck Jacob.
Okay.
Jacob, whoever's on the phone with you, he's telling you to take my gun.
It's my peepa.
It's not your peepa. I'm your father.
What?
I'm your real father.
You're my dad?
And you're, I know I was pretending
What's
to be your grandfather.
Mom, grandpa's Look. Our dad. My
Grandpa,
dad.
Oh, no, yuck.
Yuck.
Grandpa's not your dad.
Look, whoever's in that bathtub, that's not your mom.
What?
That's not your mom in
Who
there.
Who have I been bathing?
I don't know, but she's not your mom.
Okay.
I'm your dad.
Okay.
Wow, boo-hoo, our hearts are breaking.
How many people are out there, Dad?
There's a lot. And I don't know who they all work for. Some
Stop
of them...
Stop talking through the door to the kid.
Fuck you, man. Open the door. We're going to kill you and that little jambioni.
I got the key.
Well, open the fucking door.
Shukunk.
Oh,
I really do have cinnamon rolls if it helps.
I have a gun, and I don't care who knows. I will use it, and I'll shoot.
Give me the gun. Put the gun down, kid. Oh, nice work.
Very good.
All right, which one of you had the gun that went pew pew?
That was me.
And now I got it.
Okay,
Mom,
good.
Mom, help, what? Mom, help, Mom.
Honey, I'm
Everybody,
soaking.
stop.
If you're looking to kill the real Jacob, I'm the real Jacob.
No, I'm the real Jacob.
No, I'm the real Jacob.
I'm the real Jacob.
I'm the real Jake.
I'm the real Jacob.
This is what we call a casting coup.
And the end of another great episode. Let's go around and thank our alchemist, please, starting with James Heaney, Jammy Jack.
Oh, gosh. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Alchemy This. Your suggestions help us make great shows. And thanks for tuning in.
Too little, too
just
late.
For
Chris
you. Has got
it's lots. Just your thing.
Just me?
Just
okay, then go to briefnewsbrief.com.
Craig Kukowski.
Man, first time listening, and I really enjoyed that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. At Kukowski on Twitter.
Oh, lovely. Vanessa Raglin.
At Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram.
DynastyTypewriter.com. The whole calendars are there.
Yeah,
Some
we got a lot of great stuff happening.
Amazing shows.
Come enjoy the popcorn.
It's redonkulous. Chris Alvarado.
At Chris Alvarado.
On the various social medias and Joey Grew.
Yeah, pretty much. Close. Okay. Yeah. Jebby Grieber on Instagram. DM me, send me photos of hats. You got it. Whatever you want.
Send our Instagram any photos of yourselves in your tedium. We get a lot of letters. Keep writing to us. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Hashtag tedious or hashtag tedium, whatever works best for you. And send us some photos of your days listening to the show and what the hell we're keeping you from or saving you from.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of theming going on from your letters. And please continue to write to us your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Doug
Bain!
Engineer of the Stars. Sophie Lichterman, our producer, and all the fine folks at iHeartRadio.
Rafael Brito.
Let's not forget our sound design by Rafael Brito.
Brito.
All right. Until next time.
Alchemy.
Alchemy.
Yee-hoo!